Men of Tomorrow stands as one of the more tantalizing lost films associated with the European emigre talent that helped shape 20th century cinema. Attributed to the early careers of Zoltán Korda and Leontine Sagan, the film is often mentioned only in passing, yet its disappearance has left a noticeable gap in the understanding of both filmmakers' formative years and the creative environment in which they worked. This is Land of the Lost, Men of Tomorrow. Produced during a period of intense artistic experimentation in Europe, Men of Tomorrow appears to have been conceived as a serious dramatic work concerned with youth, social responsibility, and the pressures of a rapidly changing world. Surviving references suggest a story focused on idealism tested by reality, reflecting the interwar atmosphere in which questions of progress, identity, and moral direction were unavoidable. The title itself implies a forward-looking narrative, one invested in how the next generation would confront the political and cultural uncertainties of its time. Zoltán Korda, who would later gain international recognition for films such as Sanders of the River and The Four Feathers, was still refining his directorial voice during this era. His early work often demonstrated an interest in character, atmosphere, and social context rather than spectacle alone. Men of Tomorrow is believed to have fit comfortably within this approach, favoring dramatic tension and thematic weight over overt melodrama. Leontine Sagan's association with the film adds an additional layer of intrigue. Best remembered for her direction of Magian in Uniform, Sagan was deeply attuned to emotional nuance and the inner lives of young people. If her creative influence was present in Men of Tomorrow, it may have brought a sensitivity and psychological depth that distinguished the film from more conventional dramas of the period. This possibility has only heightened interest among historians, who see the film as a potential convergence point between two distinctive artistic sensibilities. Like many films of its time, Men of Tomorrow was almost certainly shot on nitrate stock, leaving it vulnerable to decay and destruction. As political upheaval, studio closures, and forced migrations disrupted European film culture, countless works were lost through neglect or circumstance. No confirmed prints of the film are known to survive, and attempts to trace it through archives and private collections have so far yielded nothing beyond written traces. Today, Men of Tomorrow exists only as a title, a set of credits, and a handful of contextual clues. Its loss is felt not just as the absence of a single film, but as the disappearance of an early collaboration tied to two important figures in cinema history. Without the images themselves, the film can only be imagined, reconstructed imperfectly through inference and comparison. In that sense, Men of Tomorrow remains suspended in time, a work about the future that never reached its own.